Hello, 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 and welcome to the Beatles World Cup. We are 10 heats in on our big long journey to find the greatest Beatles song of all time. My name's Jono.
And I'm Rob.
And Rob, 10 heats done. That means we've had 30 songs go to the cleaners.
Yeah.
10 songs are through. Should we have a quick recap? Because I think it's been quite a while. The 10 songs have actually made it through. So here they are. Rain, mm-hmm. Here, There, and Everywhere, yeah. Day Tripper, yeah. One After 909. Yeah. It was a dud, right? Wasn't it? In My Life, yeah. Something, Don't Let Me Down, Helter Skelter, and Get Back. And last week, Strawberry Fields Forever.
That's a good compilation album on its own.
I know. I just look at that already and go, you know, we've got to pick, you know, 64 of these. And already with those 10, I mean, yep. How can you choose between those? So
yeah,
we've got some nerve-wracking sessions coming up.
Yes.
In about 40 episodes time. So, yeah. I want to also just pay a little bit of commiseration as well to some of the songs that haven't made it through, because we should acknowledge them. I'm the Walrus. Mm-hmm. Just looking through this list. Mean Mr. Mustard doesn't really cut it, does it? Cut the Mustard. No. Brilliant. What else has gone? Twist and Shout. That's gone. Drive My Car. Come Together. Mm. The Fool on the Hill.
Yeah.
Only a Northern Song. Oh, no, don't worry about that one.
This is like at the Academy Awards, the In Memoriam segment.
I know. Oh, my God. We have to do that. Yeah, it'll take forever, but we have to do that. Yeah. So, you know, I just want everyone to know this is a tricky process and it hurts sometimes, but we're the ones that have to just soldier on and do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Hey, at the end of the last episode, we picked 4 more random songs to compete against each other this week. Rob, can
we
you
did.
Read through them?
Yes, they are. What Goes On, I Want to Tell You, All My Loving, and Hello, Goodbye.
Hello, and welcome to the Beatles World Cup. Now, I know that when we drew these out, Rob, last week, there was a sharp intake of breath from you. So I'm kind of getting a sense that you are a little bit nervous about putting some of these songs together. Would that be right?
It's another week with at least a couple of tricky ones. Mm. I'll say that much.
Well,
yeah.
Let's kick off with What Goes On. Mm-hmm. Clinky, clunky, clinky, clunky, hillbilly, bunka, 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 dippico.
Well, you're in a Ringo. Are you still in your Ringo phase? You were a few weeks ago.
I go in and out of it.
Right. Okay. Because this is a Ringo song, and it was the B-side to Nowhere Man. It's a track also off Rubber Soul. You know, so people may recall I'm partial to Rubber Soul from an earlier episode. And, Jono, I know a little bit about this song too. Did you know the lyric goes back to a very early John composition? Around 1959.
Really?
Yeah, and I think you can really hear the Buddy Holly influence.
Yeah.
Because he would have been way into Buddy Holly at the time. And it's got that sort of... I almost said alt country. I don't mean alt country. I mean more like country rock, you know, sort of feel to it. And it suits Ringo very much. I think it's great. But yeah, they were digging back to like 1959 for the lyric.
Can I throw you... I take your trivia and I'll throw you another piece.
Yeah, please.
One take, one night.
Is that right? Mm.
There were some overdubs, but they did it all in one evening.
Mm. Yeah, well, Ringo was a very talented guy. You know, he'd have, you know, Ringo's star time and stuff before he was in the Beatles. And, you know, he could sing and play his drums. And yeah, I have no... It's not surprising to me. Let me put it that way.
I'll give you another piece of trivia. It's the only song in the entire Beatles catalogue that is credited to Ringo, John and Paul.
Is that right?
It's a trio.
Starkey, is it? Starkey, yeah. McCartney, Starkey, Lennon or something?
Starkey, Lennon, McCartney.
There you go. Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. Interesting, isn't it? Hey, I've got to say with this, like, they didn't really do much kind of rockabilly after this, did they? Like, it kind of feels like this is the end of a... Because they had a few of them. I know that we've had a few in this round that sort of sounded a bit like that.
Yeah, I kind of think of George doing stuff like this as well, you know, which is probably appropriate because he used to play a big Gretsch guitar at the time, and that's a very sort of country rockabilly kind of guitar to play.
I've got to say though, Rob, this honestly, I think this sticks out like a sore thumb on Rubber Soul, right?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, most Ringo songs stick out, don't they? You know, no matter what album.
That is true. That is true.
But yes, it does stick out on the album.
Yeah. Okay, what goes on is in the mix somehow or some way, but let's think about the next one, I Want to Tell You. Love the fade-in on this.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty special. I love a good fade-in. Thinking of the Smiths doing Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others, that's got an interesting fade-in. It fades in twice.
Mm.
But this isn't a Smiths podcast, so I'll stop talking about that and say, I want to tell you. Revolver, yes, similar to the Rubber Soul track, actually. Probably not the strongest of the tracks on each respective LP. It's not the go-to track if someone says, hey, what's a great song on that album?
You do forget it a wee bit, don't you? Like, it tends to be overlooked amongst all the others.
Yeah, but it's, as I sometimes say with these kinds of tracks, when you play it, it's like, oh, that's pleasant.
Mm.
That's all right. It's not repulsive in any way, or you want to skip it,
yep.
You know. It's fine.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not one of the top numbers here, though.
I'm a bit of a sucker for the old off-kilter pianos in this.
Yeah.
Because it comes out of nowhere. Like, it's not, it doesn't feel like it should kind of be in there, but it is, and I like it.
Yeah, and there's some good Ringo drumming in here. I'll get in first and say that.
Okay. little drug alarm goes off again. It's about LSD.
Yes. Yeah, it's John wanting to tell people about it, isn't it?
George,
sorry. What am I saying? Yes, there we go.
It's been
a long week, Jono.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Yeah, I mean, this is, I can definitely listen to this. And I actually quite like George's vocals in this as well.
Yeah.
And they've got a bit of an effect on his voice, I think, on this one.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. It's off kilter. It's kind of quirky. It's got a good fade in. It's in the mix. Or is it? Now, I know you were telling me earlier that you have got quite a lot to say about the next one, which is good because I literally have no notes on it whatsoever. So,
really?
All My Lovin', over to you, Rob. Sell it.
Oh, Jono, this is peak early Beatles for me. And as an Australian, every episode of Young Talent Time back in the 1980s used to close with Johnny Young, who was the leader of Young Talent Time, hence the name, singing a very slow version of this while the kids sort of sat around him on the stage, the kids
every
who were in the production.
Episode. How many episodes were there of it?
Well, in its heyday, it used to seem to be on like every weekend, like every Saturday night or Sunday night or whatever
song?
It was. And he would sing this and the kids would sort of sway back and forth sitting around him and, you know, ooh, you know, this sort of terrible
sounds
harmony.
It sounds terrible.
And sometimes, well, look it up on YouTube. Young Talent Time, All My Loving. You'll probably find, like, I think there's a supercut of, like, about 50 episodes. And, you know, sometimes the kids are goofing off around him and, like, poking each other or pulling faces and stuff. While he's one of these entertainers who likes to hang out with the kids and thinks he's just the king of the kids and, you know, and then... I think there's a version on YouTube as well where he's at World Expo 88 and he gets up on stage. He thinks he's a superstar doing this. It's just very funny to watch. Anyway, look, I think putting all of that aside, it's not enough to turn me off it. It's a fabulous track. And, you know, as a wannabe guitarist, I still can't do the rhythm guitar right when I try and play it. John just nails it. There's just this unique sort of rhythm to it. I can't do it, Jono.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
I will.
Yeah. Maybe at the end of this whole journey, we can finish it off with you singing like Bobby Jenkins or whatever his name was that you said.
Johnny Young.
Johnny. You can do your nice little slow version of All My Lovin'.
Sure.
With your guitar that you would have learned over the last year and a half. Do it.
Sure. Okay.
I'm going to hold you to that.
We can do it. Oh, okay.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
So there we go. Going a couple of years later, definitely, and something a little bit stranger.
Oh, so you really didn't have notes for that one.
Look, oh, I just, God. I look, you've said all you need to say. I've got the background music for Hello Goodbye going now because I thought we were going to move on to that, but no, let's go back to All My Lovin'. It's fine. I don't think I'm as sort of locked into it as you are. It is a really good song, and you're right, the guitar is great.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Have we finished on that now? Can I go back to Hello Goodbye?
Yes, you can.
Awesome. Hello Goodbye. I just can't get the music video out of my head of them on the stage at the Hammersmith Apollo or whatever it was.
With the hula girls.
Yeah, well, according to them, the Maori dancers.
Oh, is that what they're meant to be?
Well, that's what they're meant to be.
I thought they were Hawaiian.
No, they are Hawaiian, but they were called in all the literature or whatever it was at the time. It's like, and the Maori dancers. And it's like, yeah, that is not Maori dancing. Sorry.
No.
I know Maori dancing, and that is not it. That is very much Hawaiian. But anyway, they're in their pepper outfits, lip syncing fairly glumly, sort of.
Yeah.
It's a very strange music video. But anyway, what do you think about the song, Rob?
This is one of those tracks I've heard so many times. You know, it like Strawberry Fields, it almost feels bigger than the band, or at least bigger than the song. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like a classical piece of music you've heard a million times. Mm. You know, particularly when a classical piece of music gets used in advertising, different ads over the years, and you've heard it so many times. It almost, Hello Goodbye is almost like an advertising jingle to me,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just so, when I hear it, I can't remember a time where I hadn't heard it. I hope I'm explaining this well. Just a song that's very hard to talk about because it's just in my head so well.
It is an earworm song.
It is. That's a good way of putting it.
I've got to say, my kids bloody adore this song because every time they say hello on the thing, they go, hello.
That's very cute.
It's just, yeah. So you get sort of like this sort of surround sound hello-ness when my kids are listening to this. So I've warm fuzzy feelings towards the song. Music video is bizarre and great. It does go round and around, and there isn't a lot to it lyrically, is there? I mean, it's basically word association.
Yeah exactly.
I don't know, I really like this. There's something about it that just is the warm and fuzzies, and I think sometimes you got to go with those, but and I love the end. I love the little end at the end. The end at the end.
Hey, hello. Ooh. Yeah. We're probably out of sync because there's a slight delay.
And that's the other thing I always do with my kids always is like say, oh, that's the end of the song. They go, no. It's like, yes, it is. No. And then, hey, comes up. It's just a joke.
The
song is a joke, but it's a good joke. Anyway, okay, well, I think this could be an interesting one, Rob, because we've got to get these four songs down to one.
Yes.
And I feel like I know where you're going with this one.
Have you got that John or Paul clip ready?
Yep.
Good, because for me, it's got to be All My Loving. And I know that something like Hello Goodbye is more accomplished in some ways, like when you listen to it, but All My Loving just rockets along and is just a good up pop song, and it holds up. And you know, when I saw Macca in the early 90s, to name drop, he did it and it was just fab, whereas I think if he did Hello Goodbye, and I'm pretty sure that he didn't, I wouldn't have reacted the same. So that's kind of where I went with this. It's like, I've seen this in concert. It was amazing. If he did the other song in concert, would it have been amazing? No. There you go. There's my thought process.
You have laid that gauntlet down. I don't disagree with anything you've said, Rob.
Okay.
And, you know, I respect your opinion, and you're generally always right. And I think you might even be right in this one. But I think Hello Goodbye. Hello Goodbye. It just feels like a big warm hug. There's nothing to it apart from a couple of words and a big smile. And I've got to go with the smile. And I don't know. My kids rave about it. So how can they be wrong? We've got to think about the next generation, Rob.
Do we have to?
No. But what we do have to do then, because I'm picking hello, goodbye.
You can tell which of us has got kids and who doesn't, can't you?
The kids? Why do the kids have to have anything to do? We've got to flip the coin. We've got to do heads or tails, or as we call it, John or Paul. Yes. Rob, please pick John or Paul.
I choose John Winston Lennon.
John. You chose John last time. He wasn't good for you.
I know.
Okay. All right. John it is. So if it's John, it is all my lovin'. It is Paul. It is hello, goodbye.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Un string avec kaput mal.
Oh, lucky old you.
The spirit of Johnny Young is with me. He's not dead, though, so I'm not sure how that's possible.
Probably the right choice, but hey, you know. Well done. All my loving. You are through to the next round. Congratulations. Ooh. You're the winner of Heat 11. But next week, you know what it is? It's Heat Lemon number 12. So I think we need to do that draw. Are you ready for us to draw out the next four, Rob?
What are we gonna listen to
Let's
next week?
Let's do it. Okay, here we go. Let me just that's me ripping up hello goodbye. You happy?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. All right, okay, here we go. First one out is Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, fabulous. Yep.
It's fabulous. From Me to You.
From Me to You. Okay, yep.
Oh, I'm going to say this with a revered tone. Tomorrow Never Knows.
Oh, hello, Revolver. Yep.
And I'm down. I am down.
I'm really down. Okay. Yeah. I've got that down now in my notepad.
There we go. Those four songs will be going head to head next week on the Beatles World Cup. Hey, we are loving getting your messages through on Twitter. You can send us one yourself on @BeatlesWorldCup. We're actually very soon we're going to start throwing some polls out there each week so people can say what they would choose, which would be interesting to get a bit of feedback. We might be completely wrong.
Yeah.
We might be completely wrong. There might be some people there just going, what goes on? What is wrong with you?
Exactly. Why didn't you pick what goes on?
Yeah, exactly. Rockabilly Ringo. How could you let it go? But yeah, so we'll chuck some of those on. It'd be really interesting to get feedback from the general public about what you would choose. You can also email us thebeatlesworldcup@gmail.com. We'd love to get your emails as well. So yeah, thank you to everyone who's listening so far. It's always good to hear from you, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week where another four songs go head to head. See you then.
Bye now.